the state little protection by allowing oil exploration in other previously protected waters. They said Obama might have opened the door to drilling someday off California's coast. Jim Metropoulos, senior advocate of the Sierra Club in California, said that promoting offshore drilling reduces the chances that renewable energy gets developed. And in our final story, a body washed ashore in Pacifica. It's ID'd as a local Redwood City man. A body that washed ashore in Pacifica this week has been identified as that of a 44-year-old man who was swept out to sea on March 8th, police said Thursday. Richard Serrano Jr. of Redwood City had been missing since disappearing at Sharp Park State Beach. His body was found Tuesday morning on a beach below the 300 block of Esplanade Avenue. Police and the San Mateo County Coroner are investigating the cause of Serrano's death, who was swimming with friends when he failed to come up to the surface after being hit by a wave. Apparently, none of the friends contacted the police or rescue personnel. And so that's it for the news. Let me jump over and just give you a quick weather update. As you might know, it is raining all over the place here in San Francisco and down on the peninsula. We have in the lower 50s today with some light to moderate rain. And it's going to continue on all evening tonight and then in through Monday as well, even carrying over from rain to thunderstorms. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, however, it looks like we're going to break into some sunshine up in the 60s, from the low 60s up to the mid-60s even, and clear skies. And in our final update, before we get started here, let's review what the traffic is showing us today. U.S. 101 northbound from California State Route 1, that's the San Francisco off-ramp, is closed, so please consider using alternate routes. San Mateo Bridge at Hesperian Boulevard in Hayward, traffic split in effect, so expect delays. Bay Bridge, I-80 West, between the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza in Oakland and Fremont Street in San Francisco, there is a traffic advisory in effect. And that's about it for current news, except, oh, one last thing, Bay Bridge, I-80 West is blocked up at the center divider at Powell Street exit, so please expect delays. All right, and without any further ado, let me bring on my guest, Mark. We're going to get rocking into some dance hall stuff, right? Some let me bring you on. Yeah, you can pick up that mic, or let me pass you this one. It's a little bit more your size. Right. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. Greetings, everyone. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Not a problem.
First time on Pirate Cat, and I'm psyched. And not so much dance hall, but ska, rocksteady, and early reggae. So Jamaican music from the 1960s and early 70s on 7-inch 45 RPM.
All right, so what do you have queued up first? What are we going to listen to?
The first is the Maytals, but without Toots, because he was in jail.
Okay.
He was framed for a ganja charge. And so the Maytals, Riley Gordon and Jerry Mathias, went on without him. Went in the studio and did a tune called I'm a Big Man. And this was a festival song entry. Every year in Jamaica, there's a festival song competition, and a song is entered. It's very, you know, clean lyrics and uplifting stuff. And so this was their entry in the 1967 festival song competition. It's called I'm a Big, Big Man. And it's the Maytals without Toots.
All right. And it's amazing that they're still out and doing their thing, even just today. So, man, they've been around forever. But all right, let's bring on the Maytals. Thanks, Mark. You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, now KPDO 89.3 FM Pescadero, as I look at our new sign here in the studio. Also Pirate Cat Radio everywhere else at piratecatradio.com. You're tuned into Progressive Progressions, and let's get to the Maytals.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big, big man. I'm a Jamaican. I'm a big, big man. I'm a Jamaican. La 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 la
we're calling in for the guns. About to spoil the rude boy funds. But rude boy never give up the guns.
Oh, left hand when the sea runs down. When the sea runs down, it's running, it's running. Malicious, covetous, and malicious. Just a little pat me win, you start to fuss. Look how we used to be, very good friends. But now it's plain to see that we reach the end. Look how we used to be, very good pals. Share the same gal. I'll bring you down a note, I'll help you out. But the little pat me win, you push up your moat. Why you call me, you call me, you call me, you call me for two. Thank you.
Listen here, I'm totally together. Thank you.
say we shall stay with you.
Tuned into Pyrocat Radio, 89.3 Pescadero, and pyrocatradio.com, everywhere else. I have DJ Mark Gorney here with his vintage 7-inch collection here. Old school reggae and original ska. And let's play for you, before we jump back in, let's recap what we had. We had some Lee Perry, we had the Maytals, and we had a whole bunch of other stuff I had never heard before. Mark, why don't you bring yourself on mic one and tell us a little bit about your experiment that you have here and all the people you're promoting and what you got on these days.
Sure. Well, as a DJ, I'm a co-founder of the San Francisco Vintage Reggae Society, and you can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and a blog. It's sfvintagereggaesociety.blogspot.com, and we're now on Twitter. And I started DJing at Nikki's Barbecue in the early 90s, from 91 to 93. Doing on a Sunday night where I would play ska, rocksteady, early reggae, roots reggae, and little dub. And that was a popular Sunday night thing. And then I took a 15-year leave of absence. I don't quite know why, but I was just doing other stuff. And so now I'm back in it again with a bunch of other people. We're now a kind of a collective or an amalgam of people known as San Francisco Vintage Reggae Society. And we have gigs. Thursday night is a good night to catch us. You can catch us at the Makeout Room.
Thursday night this week.
Yeah, Thursday night this week. Room. Yeah, I'll be there with Festival 68, which is Revival Sound System, who also has a show on KUSF every Thursday night from 10 to 11 called Wake the Town, and myself and him on this Thursday night. And then we're also at he has a show at Coco Cocktails called Fire Corner on the first and third Saturdays of every month. That's Coco Cocktails. And then Missouri, if you're in the East Bay, Missouri Lounge, the fourth Thursday of every month is Pressure Drop with myself and two other guys. And then you also have Wake the Town the first Saturday of every month at Mad Dog in the Fog on Haight Street. So we're all over the place. And there's one other night at, I think it's the third, is it second or third Thursday of the month at Makeout Room. There's another night there with called Version Excursion with the Natural Selector doing the same kind of music. So,
Right on. So the most reliable place to catch you guys is over on Facebook so far, it sounded like.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. That's good. We also have our blog, sfvintagereggaesociety.blogspot.com, and that feeds into our Facebook page. And just search for SF Vintage Reggae Society and find us on Facebook, and those are our two. And then we're also on Twitter, too.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. So we've been progressing, between different styles of reggae and ska here. So what do you have coming up next?
Next, we're going to go back to some Studio One. We heard a lot of that earlier. We started out with some rocksteady and then went into reggae. And now we're going to go into what's sort of rocksteady, basically. Heptones on Studio One called Get in the Groove, which is a very classic Studio One rocksteady, really beloved in Jamaica, kind of an anthem in Jamaica. So we'll go back with some Studio One, which is sort of the Motown of Jamaican music.
All right, we got some Studio One reggae coming up. Let's play a quick PSA, and then we'll bring on some more music. This is DJ Shane once again, Pyrocat Radio.
In San Francisco.
Music, it's so divine. It's yours, heavenly.
Take them into their home for the early weeks of their lives to help them with socialization. For more info, go to sfspca.org. That's sfspca.org. This public service announcement is brought to you from your friends at Pirate Cat Radio, 89.3 FM, KPDO, Pescadero.
All right, this is DJ Shane once again. I want to thank Mark Gorney for coming in and playing his awesome collection. Mark, you want to give any last-minute shout-outs?
Shout-out to Revival Sound System on KUSF and Wake the Town and Brian Martin and Dr. Scott and Sean Atkinson and everybody else out there and yourself and you.
All right, thanks. Well, are you going to come by with Meeklet? We have her on in maybe a month.
Yeah, Meeklet will be back in May. Is it May? I can't remember the actual date. Someone just shot themselves.
Yeah.
May 3rd, I think it is. Yeah, she'll be back on your show. Yeah, she's awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
It's been an awesome day so far. Like I said, pretty crazy, but nice to chill out and play some good tunes. And without any further ado, let's get ready for Antoine and the Telepathic Opera. And here are some upcoming events. Take care, guys.
Hey, hey there, this is Salix, dishing out your daily dose of cool upcoming stuff for the week of March 30th. Here is what is happening on the air on 89.3 FM, KPDO, Pescadero, and in the cafe on the corner of 21st Street in San Francisco. And for Sunday, April 4th, Circle Community Acupuncture will be interviewed on the Four Song Show from 7 to 9 a.m. And during office hours from 9 to 11 a.m., Earl Thomas will be interviewed. And for sound bites from 3 to 5 p.m., Leslie Bennett from Star Apple Edible Gardens will be interviewed. There will also be an interview from Mark Gorney on the Progressive Progressions show from 5 to 6 p.m. And on the Nocturna show from 8 to 10 p.m., A La Lune will be performing live in the cafe. And don't forget to tune in to New Music Sunday on the long play from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. Alrighty then, that's it for the week, kids. Now I will hand it over to Catherine for an update on exciting new music.
It's time for another edition of New Music at Pirate Cat Radio. You can hear in the background a band called The Black Rider. They're going to be on tour opening for The Cult. This track is called All That We See. If you like the sound of that track, be sure to check out the rest of the bands on the Mexican Summer Records compilation. There's a bunch of great new music all appearing at South by Southwest. Coming up next, we've got a track straight out of Japan. This track is called Power. It's by a band called Red Bacteria Vacuum. A bit of fun trivia about that band. They played the opening of New People here in San Francisco, which is a great little J-pop cultural center complete with shops, cafe, art gallery, and theater. So be sure to check them out. They're going to be on tour in the U.S. very soon. So we've got a track by Depreciation Guild. Our final track of the week is Free the Robots. This track is called Select Start off their album Control-Alt-Delete out on Alpha Pop Records. Be sure to tune in next week for more new music from Pirate Cat Radio.